Paying bounties for hits that knock NFL players out of games raises issues that extend beyond the field of play. There are ethical concerns and even potential legal implications. Joining me now is the director of the Sports Law Institute at Vermont Law School and Sports Illustrated legal analyst Michael McCann. Michael, nice to have you with us again.
Nice to talk to you as well, Bill.
Also joining me is ESPN's NFL business analyst Andrew Brandt. He's also the president of the National Football Post. Brandt is a former team vice president of the Green Bay Packers and has worked as a sports agent. Andrew, welcome to Only a Game.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Let's start with you, Andrew, and your personal experience. Were you aware of bounty programs in the NFL when you were representing players?
I was not. Nor was I, you know, carrying it forward, I was not aware of that even in my 9.5 years with the Green Bay Packers. You know, we heard sort of suggestions that might be out there, but it was hard to know if any of that was true or just kind of idle chatter. I will tell you one quick experience. It was 2007. We were playing the Vikings, and Adrian Peterson had just had this massive 200-yard performance, I believe, the week before. And I'm getting ready to go to the game, and I hear an ESPN report that, hey, the Packers defensive backs are offering the defensive linemen DVDs from Best Buy if they hold Adrian Peterson under 100 yards today. And I kind of getting ready to go to the game. I'm like, you know, that doesn't sound great. And then, wouldn't you know it, alas, Adrian Peterson breaks his leg in that game. Clean hit, nothing dirty, but he broke his leg. So certainly the next morning, I was on the phone with the NFL, and it was just an inquiry as to what about these Best Buy things, and then the word bounty came up, and I was like, oh my God, bounty? We're talking about DVDs from Best Buy. But regardless, it was shown to me at that point how serious an issue it is and was, and now, you know, this 3 years of overwhelming mountain of evidence proof that they have will take this to another level.
It's not exactly breaking news that NFL teams try to intimidate and hurt players with big hits. What's different when there's a relatively small amount of money attached to those hits?
I think the issue is when you bring money and maybe any amount of money into it, that immediate gratification of getting that money will spur players to do something that potentially could injure if that is the goal. We all know you're supposed to hit as hard as you can, but when that has an intent to injure, that's the problem.
Well, tell me more, Michael, about the legal implications of paying players for devastating hits. What are some of the possible scenarios there?
Well, one scenario, which I don't think is likely to materialize, would be criminal charges, and specifically battery, where you hit somebody else without that person's permission. Obviously, an NFL player gives permission by playing in the game that he's going to get tackled, and he's going to get tackled hard by large guys who are running really fast. He assumes that risk. He doesn't assume, though, that he's going to have somebody trying to take out his knees. There's conspiracy. Conspiracy refers to a group of people getting together to orchestrate a crime, here being battery. And the group of people would presumably be the coach, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, and others who knew about it and facilitated it. But I should note, courts seldom get involved with sports disputes, and that's particularly true in the United States. Other potential legal fallout from this bounty situation would be personal injury lawsuits. And lastly, I would say a couple of small points would be tax evasion. Did these players get a benefit in the form of $10,000 or even $1,000 that they didn't pay taxes on?
You know, Bill, if I could follow up related to that in terms of money. In the NFL, as your listeners may know, there's a cap that really limits what teams can pay players, and everything has to be cash. I mean, everything has to be as per the contract, that's what you pay them. If you go outside of the contract, that's cap circumvention, that's cap cheating, and that will be disciplined.
Michael, hundreds of retired players are already suing the NFL, claiming the league hid information about the long-term effects of concussions and failed to protect them from permanent injury. What is the significance of these bounty programs in regard to the lawsuits?
The likely significance is that lawyers in these lawsuits will use evidence of the bounty program to show that the league is not safe, that the league isn't thinking about safety. Now, the league could, of course, say that really apples and oranges when you're looking at concussions versus the bounty program. But lawyers who are filing these lawsuits, I'm sure, will amend their complaints to include information on the bounty program.
Andrew, Greg Williams' bounty program may not have been limited to the Saints. He may have run similar systems with Buffalo, Tennessee, and Washington, where he previously worked. He's now employed by St. Louis, and he will be meeting with NFL officials on Monday. What do you expect his punishment to be?
My sense is it's not out of the question that he has the year off, meaning that he would be suspended the entire season. He has a multi-year contract with the Rams that won't be affected beyond this year, but he will be prohibited from coaching the Rams at least, I think, half the season.
What about punishments beyond Greg Williams?
There are people involved here that are going to get serious punishment, and that would include the head coach of the Saints. That's Sean Payton. Is he implicit in it, in direct involvement in paying bounties? Not sure, but it was certainly an institutional problem, and he's the head coach. Beyond that, the management, general manager Mickey Loomis, will feel the pain of this. He will have some sort of suspension. So it's an institutional punishment. The Saints do not have a number one draft pick in 2012, but I would expect there would be either going after their second round pick in this year or their first round pick in 2013.
A big part of the NFL brand, as you guys have suggested, is tough players delivering big hits. Everybody expects that. For all the criticism of bounties the past week or so, I wonder if this might, curiously enough, enhance the league's image with some fans, tough guys being paid to be even tougher.
Even if, let's say, there is an increase in fan interest among some fans because they think that bounties are going on, sort of like almost like a different sport. I don't think whatever value that is to the NFL outweighs the loss of reputation that the league has when there are a lot of fans who are going to say, you know, what am I watching? Am I watching competitive football or am I watching a hitman show?
Michael McCann is the director of the Sports Law Institute at Vermont Law School, and he's a legal analyst for Sports Illustrated as well. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
And Andrew Brandt is ESPN's NFL business analyst and the president of the National Football Post. Andrew, thanks for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.